Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, let's imagine we're planning a trip to Leipzig, Germany. You know, you're thinking about all the sites and the history and the culture. But have you ever thought about the conflict resolution scene?
Yeah, not the first thing that springs to mind, right?
No, not really. But that's where we come in. Today, we're going to introduce you to this organization called INCOVEMA, which is the Institute for Conflict and Negotiation Management.
And it's interesting, you know, INCOVEMA isn't just about settling disputes. It's really about creating a more harmonious future, which I think is a pretty ambitious goal.
It is a very ambitious goal. In fact, their website actually lists a whole range of services that they provide: mediation, coaching, moderation, and supervision.
So it seems like they cover a pretty wide range from, you know, boardroom battles to personal disagreements.
Yeah, they really do run the gamut.
And another interesting thing is that they don't just target businesses. They also have these training programs for individuals, you know, personal development, things like that. So they seem to be approaching conflict as something that's relevant to everyone.
Everyone, no matter what your situation. Okay, so I found this quote on their website, and get ready for this. It's in German.
Konflikte in Organisationen müssen heute zukunftsorientiert, zügig und kulturangemessen bearbeitet werden.
Basically, they're saying that conflicts in organizations need to be handled quickly and effectively, but also in a way that aligns with the organization's culture and their future goals.
What they're getting at, I think, is that a quick fix isn't always enough. You have to consider the long-term impact of any resolution and make sure that it fits with the organization's overall direction. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with the same problems popping up again and again.
So how does INCOVEMA actually go about helping organizations achieve this? I mean, it can't be easy to find solutions that are both fast and future-proof.
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me on their website was their emphasis on empowerment and developing social and systemic competence, especially during their training programs.
What exactly does that mean?
Okay, so think of it this way. INCOVEMA believes that you can train people to become more aware of their own role in a conflict and to understand how their actions affect the system as a whole. So it's not just about resolving conflicts. It's about giving people the skills and knowledge to prevent them from happening in the first place.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And they actually have this interesting tool that they talk about on their website. It's called Elemente de Mediation. And it sounds like it's a really big part of their training approach.
Yeah, it seems to be this knowledge management system that's specifically designed for mediation. Essentially, it breaks down the complex process of mediation into smaller, manageable chunks. It's sort of like a roadmap for navigating through the different stages of a conflict and finding a resolution.
That's really cool. So it's not just about theory. They're actually giving people practical tools that they can use in real-life situations.
Exactly. And this emphasis on practicality seems to be a recurring theme with INCOVEMA. They're not just interested in abstract concepts. They really want to give people the skills and tools to make a tangible difference.
Speaking of making a difference, they also have two podcasts,
Gedächtniszeit and Episoden der Mediation.
Yeah, and you know, one episode that I thought was particularly interesting was their recent discussion on the impact of AI on coaching and mediation.
That's very cutting edge.
Definitely. It seems like they're really trying to stay ahead of the curve and explore how technology can be used to enhance conflict resolution.
For sure. They also have a new publication out. It's titled Prozessverständnis für Beratungs- und konsensuale Aushandlungsprozess, which translates to Understanding the Process of Consultation and Consensual Negotiation Processes.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
But you know what I think is interesting about that title is that they seem to be emphasizing the importance of understanding the process itself, not just the content of the conflict.
Right. It's not just about what the conflict is about. It's also about how you go about resolving it.
Exactly.
So it seems like they're all about innovation, practicality, and really digging deep into the process of conflict resolution. But what about the human element? I mean, conflict is ultimately about people, right?
Absolutely. And that's something that INCOVEMA seems to recognize as well. You know, for all their focus on tools and technology, that their website also places a lot of emphasis on personal references and client testimonials. They really want you to see the impact that their work has had on real people.
And what do you think that says about their approach to mediation?
Well, I think it suggests that they understand that conflict resolution isn't just about applying techniques and following rules. It's about creating a space where people feel heard and understood and empowered to find solutions that work for them.
So it's not just about the what of the conflict. It's also about the who and the how.
I think you've got it.
INCOVEMA seems to be tackling conflict resolution from all these different angles.
That's a great way to put it. Now let's dive into some specific examples of how Inkavema puts these principles into practice. I think a lot of people listening are probably wondering how this all plays out in the real world.
Yeah, how do they actually make it work?
Right, so one way Inkavema highlights their approach is through these client testimonials that they have on their website. You know, they call them referenzen, and they give you a glimpse into how Inkavema's methods have actually helped people in real life.
Yeah, I was reading one earlier from a manager who used Inkavema to resolve a conflict within their team. And it sounded like things were getting pretty bad, you know, really tense, and they were worried that it was impacting productivity and morale.
That's a pretty common problem in organizations, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Unresolved conflicts can really create a toxic work environment.
Absolutely.
So what was it about this particular manager's experience that stood out to you?
Well, the manager specifically mentioned that Inkavema didn't just come in and say, okay, here's the solution, do this. Instead, they actually facilitated a process where the team members could identify the root causes of the conflict themselves and then work together to come up with the solution.
Oh, that's interesting. So Inkavema acted more like a guide than a judge.
Exactly.
It seems like they helped the team navigate the conflict on their own terms.
Yeah, it makes you think.
It does. Do you think that leads to more sustainable solutions?
I think so, because then everyone has buy-in.
That's a good point.
And the manager even went on to say that as a result of the mediation, the team's communication and collaboration skills significantly improved.
Wow, that's great.
So it wasn't just about resolving that one conflict. They actually learned how to handle future disagreements more effectively.
So it's like Inkavema is creating this ripple effect.
Yeah, they're not just putting out one fire. They're teaching people how to prevent fires from starting in the first place.
I like that analogy. Now let's talk about those podcasts.
Okay, yeah, the podcast.
You mentioned earlier that they did an episode about the impact of AI on coaching and mediation.
I did.
What was it about that episode that caught your attention?
I think for me, it was just how forward-thinking they are to even be thinking about these things, you know, how technology is going to shape conflict resolution.
Right. And specifically, they were talking about how AI could be used to personalize mediation and coaching experiences. Imagine a chatbot that could analyze your communication patterns and then suggest strategies to improve your conflict resolution skills.
I mean, that sounds amazing, but also a little creepy.
Yeah, it could feel a bit impersonal, right?
Like you're getting advice from a robot.
Right. But you know what? That's something they actually address in the episode. And the main point they made was that AI should be seen as a tool to enhance human interaction, not to replace it.
So it's about finding the right balance.
Exactly.
And using technology to make these things more accessible and effective without losing that human element.
That's a good way to put it.
Now, speaking of exploring new frontiers, earlier, we were talking about their Elementi di Mediazione tool.
Yes.
Can you give us some concrete examples of how that works in practice?
Sure. So let's say you're a mediator and you're trying to help two people resolve a conflict. This tool basically provides a structured framework for the entire process. It breaks it down into these key elements like, you know, establishing ground rules, identifying each person's interests, exploring potential solutions, and then ultimately developing an agreement that works for both parties.
So it's like a step-by-step guide.
Exactly.
It helps mediators navigate the complexities of the process and make sure they don't miss anything important.
And you know what's really interesting is that it's not just for professional mediators.
Right. Anyone could benefit from this. It's like they're empowering everyone to be better at conflict resolution.
That's a key takeaway for sure.
Okay, so before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's go back to that publication we mentioned earlier. Prozessverständnis für Beratungs- und konsensuale Aushandlungsprozesse.
Oh yeah, the one about understanding the process.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think they're placing so much emphasis on understanding the process of conflict resolution?
Well, I think it's really important. I mean, if you're trying to solve a problem, it helps to have a clear understanding of the steps involved, right?
Makes sense.
And it's the same thing with conflict resolution.
It's like having a roadmap.
Exactly. It helps you stay on track and avoid getting lost in all the emotions and the back and forth.
Okay, so knowing how to navigate the process is key.
Absolutely. And that's something we'll explore even further when we come back for the final part of our deep dive into Inkavema.
So we're back. And ready to kind of wrap up our deep dive into Inkavema and their approach to conflict management. You know, we talk a lot about wanting to resolve conflicts, but I don't think we often think about the process itself.
Yeah, that's true. We kind of jump straight to the solution without always considering the steps involved.
And that's what I think is so interesting about their publication. You know that one with the long title, Process for Verständnis for Beratungs and Consensuale Aushandlingsprozesse?
Yeah, what was it again? Understanding the process of...
consultation and consensus building.
Right, right.
It's interesting how they emphasize understanding that process as being key to effective conflict resolution.
It is. It's like if you're trying to bake a cake.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in a bowl and hope for the best.
You need a recipe.
Exactly. You need to follow the steps.
So conflict resolution needs a recipe too.
That's a good way to put it. You need a framework, a process to follow.
To make sure everything comes out right.
Exactly. And that's what this publication is all about. It breaks down the different stages of consultation and consensus building and highlights the importance of things like clear communication, active listening, and making sure everyone understands the desired outcome.
So it's like Inkavema is giving people the tools to do it themselves, not just providing the solutions.
Right. It's about empowering people, giving them the skills and confidence to handle conflict in a constructive way.
Whether it's in their personal life or at work or even, you know, on a larger scale.
Exactly.
It's like they're saying, let's not just put out fires. Let's teach people how to prevent them.
And that's a powerful idea. Imagine a world where everyone had the skills to communicate effectively, understand different perspectives, and find common ground.
That would be amazing.
It would.
It's like Inkavema is trying to create a ripple effect.
A ripple effect of positive change.
That starts with individuals and then spreads outwards to organizations and maybe even society as a whole.
It's a big vision.
It is.
But it's definitely one worth striving for.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into Inkavema and their approach to conflict management.
And maybe it's even giving you some food for thought.
Yeah. Some ideas about how you can approach conflict in your own life.
Remember, conflict is normal.
It's part of being human.
But how we choose to navigate it, that's what makes all the difference.
So next time you find yourself facing a disagreement, take a deep breath. Think about what we've learned from Inkavema and try to approach the situation with understanding and a willingness to collaborate.
You might be surprised at what you can achieve.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye, everyone.